And waking this one up with Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Because here is the good news.
In a midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News, by our latest count, the number one celebrity newscast on the radio.
Really?
Specifically at 640. It's a celebrity in its own right.
Not necessarily the news.
And we welcome our worldwide audience on Hank Facebook Live, watching what everybody else is hearing. Have fun in the comments. Y'all always do. Okay, tonight's lead story, that would be the Taylor thing, but we're going to bury the lead here because Herschel has been saved. Yes, Herschel saved. I don't know if anybody woke him up to tell him, but yes. So Cracker Barrel caves somewhat in a very weird week for the Cracker Barrel, as it turned yesterday. And yesterday, too, we reported that they said that Uncle Herschel, who's the old guy in the rocket chair on the logo by the Cracker Barrel, they said even though he's not going to be in the logo, he's still going to be around. He's going to be on the menus, stuff. Okay, well, last night they said no, he's going. We're back to the old logo. Sorry about that. Bad move. Bad Cracker Barrel. Yeah, and then their stock jumped about 6%. Yeah. It jumped another 7% when President Trump gave his two crackers and thoughts and sense in it, and he said Cracker Barrel should go back to the old logo. Admitted mistake based on customer response. Said make Cracker Barrel. He did say,
oh no,
great again.
Ah.
That's right. So Cracker Barrel then said yes, that they will put the old timer, as they called him, back on the logo. So a little slight still to Herschel. They didn't name Herschel by name.
Yeah, maybe he needs
Uncle Herschel.
Give him a glow up.
By the way, fun fact for tomorrow's show, we're trying to get Uncle Herschel on the hotline.
Really?
So we're trying to get the exclusive interview.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So mark it down in history, August 26, 2025. It was the coming out day for lovebirds around the world. Taylor Swift broke the internet once again, as she is officially engaged to a guy by the name of Travis Kelce.
Who?
He plays the football.
Oh, right. That's fun.
I learned that in my new job as sports director.
You're doing great.
Thank you. He popped the question 2 weeks ago, and like everything else they do in life, it was very carefully orchestrated and curated, as the kids say. The Chiefs star proposed at his home in Leawood, Kansas. He lives in Kansas, kind of like your girlfriend is from Kansas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they told fans, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. A rock rumored to be worth anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million. I think it has something to do with, I don't know.
Sweaters or something.
Yeah, they started dating in July of 2023.
Mm.
His dad says she was getting antsy for a proposal.
Gotcha.
So when did you start dating your girlfriend?
No, it's coming
was
up.
Was it before?
It'll be
July 2023. 23? Was it
First of the year, it'll be 3 years.
Okay.
We started it.
So that would be, okay. So that was way before.
They're 2 years. They're 2 years in celebrity years. So they've been together like a decade. Okay.
Well, yeah, but you're 2 years in radio years, and that's like a century.
Hey, really cool story out of the big supergroup, Alabama. So, Alabama, of course, losing bassist Jeff Cook several years back, about 3 years ago. Missing from the lineup for several years has been the drummer, the blonde-haired guy with the sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a name, Mark Herndon. They had a dispute, and this was about two decades ago, and Alabama's went without him. You know, it's been... They reunited yesterday.
That's
with
good.
Mark Herndon.
See, there was love
first time
all
back
over
there.
The world.
Yep. So he will be going out for the rest of their big farewell tour, which is, you know, insert joke here. Keep going. So you get Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry, and then the original drummer, Mark Herndon, on there. And it's really cool it happened on what would have been the 76th birthday for Jeff Cook. So Alabama,
aww,
getting the band back together, too. So that was another reunion-type thing happened yesterday.
Do we need more love?
There's so much love.
There's always room for more love. And, you know, remember Baby Prince, when Michael Jackson welcomed him with that lady, Debbie Rowe?
Was that the one that dangled?
No, that was Blanket.
Okay.
That was very unfortunate. Right. Well, yeah, Prince is also engaged to his girlfriend, Molly.
Hmm.
Now close your ears.
What?
Because he waited 8 years.
Ah.
He said they traveled the world, graduated, and grew so much together. Meanwhile, his sister, Paris, now she's not doing the forever thing. Apparently, she's broken off her engagement to Justin Long. Wasn't that the iPhone guy back in the day?
I think Justin Long was, he was from Dodgeball. So, well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, really bad day for somebody to, you know, reveal their radio competitor as their girlfriend.
Ken Buckner.
They're just trying to compete with you, Bob.
Tonight, heads up, players and wagerers of chance. The Powerball climbs to its seventh biggest jackpot in history. No winners the last go around. So tonight, the drawing for the Powerball, at least $815 million.
We would look so cute with that.
Which, after looking at the Taylor Swift ring, I feel like I need at this point. For this.
Ken Buckner.
Yesterday was going so well until about 9:30.
We're doing great. Don't worry. We are here to help. You know, the second a woman gets engaged,
Again?
You know, the wedding planning starts. So what is the big plan? The trends for 2025 include a lack of tradition. No cake cutting. Do not shove it in the bride's face.
No.
Formal pictures. No bridal parties. You know, the big thing where everybody, like 50 people on the stage. Food, one of the top priorities. I like that.
Ooh.
Tasting stations rather than a sit-down dinner. And, you know, Taylor has already got a planner, if she so desires. Martha Stewart has offered up her services. Meanwhile, her proposal dress is already sold out. The average price of a wedding in 2025, locking in at $33,000.
Boy, the news just keeps coming, doesn't it? That's appreciate
We're here
that.
To help.
That's great right there. Hey, no surprise here. A couple quick notes. K-pop Demon Hunters, a sequel, is in the works.
Ooh.
There you go. And the creators of Cobra Kai are going to make a new Knight Rider movie. So there you go. Just think of it. A car that can drive itself and talk to you?
No.
It's getting weird, man. It's getting weird. Don't tell Herschel.
Ah,
things are changing out there. And then in not necessarily the health news, a new study out of McMaster University finds that beef won't kill you. In fact, it's not as previously thought as harmful as once reported. Beef won't kill you. I mean, unless it's still alive, and then it's probably going to put up a fight.
KB and Heather Lee.